points, taking on the North Hills Indians. Just missed it. The Golden Tornado girls falling to Pine Richland, 54-49, that final score after it went two double overtime. But if we take a look between these two teams, the Golden Tornado outscored North Hills last time, 81-55, when they met earlier this year. And the Golden Tornado had five scorers reach double-digit points. They were led by Devin Carney, who had 16 points. Maddox Clement with 14, Luke Patton with 12, then Charlie Cranebacher and Ethan Morton with 12 points apiece. Meanwhile, for North Hills, their playmaker is the senior guard. He wears number 12. It's Jordan Albright. He's really the catalyst for this Indians offense. The last time these two teams played, by the way, the North Hills Indians got into, or at least attempted to get into, a running gun match with the Golden Tornado. They just weren't able to keep pace with Butler. Obviously, the multiple scoring options that the Golden Tornado have present a different look than most teams do across the WPIAL. But as we look at these two teams individually, the Golden Tornado coming into this game with a 5-1 section record, 12-3 overall on the season, and pretty much here, and I'd have to do the exact math, but I would believe a win tonight by the Golden Tornado would essentially clinch a playoff spot for Butler, and you'd have to imagine it would really take a lot for them to lose a playoff spot at this point, but it's always nice when you get that playoff berth, especially early on in section play. They're 12-3 overall. Meanwhile, it's been a tough go for the Indians this year, almost an untraditional year for Buzz Gabos and his North Hills squad. They're 5-10 on season, 1-5 overall, but they are coming off a win against Central Catholic. 71-68 was the final score there. And they also gave Upper St. Clair, in my opinion, a very tough game. 75-60 the final score. So they were able to battle against a team that could be considered to be a contender in 6A, if not the favorite in 6A. And so this is a team that continually gets better. Look to see what they have tonight. Buzz Gabos, I've always thought, has coached well against Max Clint. Now Clint getting the best of Gabos last time around. We'll see what shakes out tonight. Well, coming off their lowest scoring performance of the year last night, or earlier this week, a 59-44 win over North Allegheny. It was more of a grinded out type game, but Max Clint said he was perfectly content with that, because they came away with a 15-point win and got North Allegheny out of sorts. I would highly doubt tonight that we see the Golden Tornadoes limited to 59 points unless North Hills has something up their sleeve. So Butler coming into this game on a five-game winning streak. They have taken care of their duty pretty much all season long, outside of three losses, one to Mount Lebanon, one to Pine Richland, one to Alderdice. All 6A teams, who you have to imagine, will be in the state playoffs, or most definitely the 6A playoffs. But we'll get ready for tip-off here. National anthem starting, the lineups all coming up next. And we'll introduce you to your lineups as well on the other side of the break. You've been listening to the McDonald's pregame show right here on WBUT and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
I'm Dr. Corey Pasek, an orthopedic surgeon specializing in hand and upper extremity surgery at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. The Butler area has always played a significant role in my life, dating back to my days as a player on the Knock Knights football team. Now, as Knock's team physician, I get to do what I love while giving back to the community that has raised me. That's a true win-win. To learn more about the Tri-Rivers team, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Four tip-off between the Butler Golden Tornado and the North Hills Indians. Tyler Frill with you on WBUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network. Let's introduce you to the starting lineup. We'll begin with North Hills, led by longtime head coach Buzz Gabos. They will go with the freshman, Alex Smith. He wears number 5. They will go with the senior, the aforementioned Jordan Albright, their leading scorer this season. They'll go with the junior, Logan Marshalik. He wears number 13. Rounding out, or rather, number 25, he would be the fourth starter, according to the book, would be the senior. Wyatt Mays, who wears number 25, and then Brandon Manning, the senior, rounds out the starting five. He wears number 32. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, we're seeing a different look. We saw the injury to Devin Carney, an ankle injury, about midway through the game against North Allegheny, and that has knocked him out of the starting lineup. And they will go then with the senior, Colby Anderson. Also a part of the starting lineup, though, the regulars, we'll call them that. Maddox Clement, the sophomore, he wears number 5. Number 20, the junior, Luke Patton, wears number 20. Number 25, Ethan Martin, the junior. And then rounding out the starting five will be the senior, number 33, Isaiah Scribner. North Hills in there visiting gray uniforms. A different look for the Indians. I'd say some pretty sharp unis, for that matter. White lettering and the red trim. Meanwhile, the Golden Tornado in the home white with the navy blue lettering. First of person of color across the chest, navy blue, and then they've got the biggest gold trim. The Golden Tornado under the leadership of Matt Clement. It is his 10th year at the helm for the Golden Tornado. So Butler again coming into this game with a 12-3 overall record, 5-1 in section play. North Hills with a 1-5 section record. And 5-10 overall on the season. Another game tonight in Class 6A, Section 1, North Allegheny making the trip to Pine Richland. North Hills visiting her. That's this game, Tyler. Seneca Valley at Central Catholic is the other game tonight inside the section. Section 2 features Baldwin at Upper St. Clair, Cannon McMillan at Mount Lebanon, Peters Township at Bethel Park. And then in Section 3, Connellsville will take on at Norwin, Fox Chapel visiting Enfield. And Penn Trafford and Latrobe will square off. Latrobe and Mount Lebanon, and then Pine Richland, the remaining undefeated teams inside section play. No undefeated teams left overall in 6A, the Whippeel 6A, I should say. I believe Kennedy Catholic's undefeated. No surprise there. So a final moment in the huddle for both these coaches as they break the floor. We're just about ready to get started. A delayed start. We were scheduled for 8 o'clock, and it's now 8:40. We had a double overtime game between the Golden Tornado girls and the Pine Richland Ram. But it looks like we are finally ready to go as the Golden Tornado will take on the North Hills Indians. Student section in great numbers. The community out to support this Golden Tornado team. North Hills also making the trip as well. Martin Albright at the center circle. Tip is won by the Golden Tornado as they move right to left on your radio dial, and we are underway. It is Luke Patton working against a 2-1-2 defensive set for North Hills. Patton now with a wide open three, and he buries in an early 3-0 lead for the Golden Tornado. Here's Albright, triggers right to Smith. Smith working to his left side, picks up his dribble before shuffling across to Albright again. Albright working back to the top of the key. 7:30 to go in the first. Butler up 3-0. Man-to-man, the defense for the Golden Tornado. Albright will hand off to Smith. Smith looking to go back to Albright. Not there. Shuffles it across to Marshalik. Marshalik gets to the elbow, picks up his dribble, kicks out wide to Smith. Smith pumps the shot, swings it back across to Albright. Albright guarded by Patton. Crossover move. Patton gets the hand, but Albright is able to retain the ball. Ultimately kicks back out to Marshalik. Swung across to wide maze. on the left side wing. Now baseline to Albright. Albright jab step, puts it on the deck, takes it back out of the wing, fires a long three, front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped out by Patton, recovered by Scribner. Feeds it off to Martin. Martin drives, left-handed layup, out on the way up. He went down hard. He hits the layup, but Martin is now down on the baseline. And it looks like it seems like the back of his head hit the floor hard, and perhaps his lower back. He's going to get up, but he walked quite gingerly, and I think Mac Clement would be best served to get him out of this ballgame. Maybe let him shoot these free throws, but I don't know if I'd leave him in there. First one is up and in, so he does get the three-point play, and he will stay in this ballgame. 6-0 Golden Tornado in front. Perimeter pass is kicked out of bounds by Maddox Clement, so we'll get a kicking violation instead of an out-of-bounds violation. And I guess that's always been the lingering thought in the back of the mind of Golden Tornado fans, is Keith and Martin's health. I mean, remarkably so, and knock on wood, been very healthy over the course of his career in a Golden Tornado uniform, and that's one of the really first times that we've seen him take a big spill during a game. Turnaround jumper by Brandon Manning, no good. Rebound Golden Tornado. Morton fires a pass basically right to the face of Marshallik. It goes off North Hills defender. North Hills turnover, but they turn it over right back. Morton's got it now. Comes to the elbow, moving better. Inside pass goes to Scribner. Scribner back out to Morton. Free ball on the way and good. So it looks like he's feeling fairly healthy. And North Hills Indians taking timeout just like that. It has got full timeout taken by North Hills, and it's a 9-0 lead for the Golden Tornado coming out of the gate. Morton with 6 and Luke Patton with 3. And the Golden Tornado running over North Hills the last time they met, and the Indians deciding to come out in a 2-1-2 zone look. And you have to go back, and I go back to that Pine Ridge game, and granted there's not a lot of teams that have the talent of the Rams, but I take a look at that game as maybe the way to play the Golden Tornado moving forward. Do you allow Morton to just go one-on-one the entire time? And Jeff Ackerman said, and he was quoted after the game, saying, we thought we would just let him beat us. We didn't want the other guys to come in. And when you look at what Golden Tornado did against North Hills the last time around, it was the quote-unquote other guys, Maddox Clement, Devin Carney, Luke Patton, Charlie Cranebucker, all finding double-digit points. And so I just have to wonder, maybe if Ackerman's onto something. But then again, if you don't have the personnel that Pine Richland does, perhaps it's not an effective way to go about the course of a game. Nonetheless, the Golden Tornado in front. It's 9-0 with 6:08 to go here in the first. Albright running the point for the Indians. High screen for Manning. They switch. It's Anderson now matched up against Albright. Albright triggers left Mays, pumps the long three, then dishes to Marshallik. Marshallik drives, stops at the elbow, kicks out wide to Mays, fires the three, front of the rim, no good, rebound caught for Scribner, comes down with it. Outlet pass to Morton. Morton crossover move to work back to the middle. Now a crossover again, trying to work to his right, nothing there, finds Patton. Patton will drive, kick out wide to Clement, long three for Clement off the back of the rim, and no good. And we'll get a foul, I believe, against the Golden Tornado. Both officials calling the foul, and so it will be against Colby Anderson. We get our first foul of the night, and it is against Butler. .533 to go. Golden Tornado leading 9-0. High screen for Manning. Albright with the ball. They switch. Anderson's on him. Albright drives lane. Another foul against Anderson as Albright goes to the lane, and so Albright will shoot 2. So Anderson picks up his 2nd, and Albright will go to the line. North Hills hoping to get on the board for the first time tonight. First one on the way for Albright is good, and now we've got a 9-1 game. Here comes the 2nd from Jordan Albright, and he buries it. 9-2 the score, Butler in front, 5:23 to go in the first. Martin, who hit the ground hard after an and one earlier in the first quarter, moving not at his normal pace, but nowhere close to how gingerly he was moving earlier. I guess it's a 1-2-2 look for North Hills. Colby Anderson lets the three ball go off the back of the rim. Rebound is knocked out of bounds against Clement, and North Hills will inbound underneath. It will be Marshallo to inbound in the Golden Tornado. Show full court man-to-man pressure. It is Pats guarding Albright. Clement will stick around to double-team Albright in the backcourt. They keep it up to Marshallo, and here come the Indians with numbers. Marshallo will drive the lane. Floater up and in. The junior with his first points of the night, 9-4 the lead, or 9-4 the lead for the Golden Tornado. 4:54 to go. Inside pass to Patton. Patton gets tangled up, ball loose on the floor. Marshallo comes away with it. And as he was turning the frame, they're going to get him for a carrying violation. And so the Golden Tornado will take it back. Marshallo thought it was tipped, but the official disagreed. 4:40 to go, 9-4, Butler in front. And we'll inbound to Martin, top of the key. I guess we could call it a 3-2 now as I'm trying to figure out this North Hills defense. Corner to Scribner underneath the pass. Pass gets tangled up, is able to find Clement. Clement over to Martin. Long three off the back of the rim. No good. Foul on the rebound against the Golden Tornado. And we get Luke Patton for a push foul, and it will be the third against Butler in the early goings of the first. 4:25 to go, and North Hills trailing the Golden Tornado 9-4. Albright triggers right to Smith. Now to Marshall, swung across to Mays. Back to Albright. Albright drives. Reverse scoop layup. Up and in. North Hills on a 6-0 run to draw this within a 3-point game. 4:10 to go in the first. Patton with the ball. Working to his right. Triggers to Clement. Clement will go back to Patton. Now baseline to Scribner. Underneath to Martin. Skip pass to a wide open Anderson. 3-pointer on the way. No good. Rebound Marshall. They feed it up to Albright. Albright in transition. Scoop layup. Up and in. To the North Hills, Indians finding some open looks and now making this a 1-point ball game. 9-8 to score. Butler in front. 3:45 to go. Patton inside pass to Martin. Martin spin move, layup up and in, and Muscabo's running an offensive foul. And I tell you what, he may be right. 11-8 to score nonetheless. Here come the Indians. It's Marshall at top of the key. Swing pass to Alex Smith. Smith going over to Jordan Albright, left side wing. Albright long three off the back of the rim. No good. And it goes out of bounds. Pace Montag will check into this game. With the Golden Tornado leading, 3:20 to go in the first, it is Luke Patton bringing it up the floor. And as the broadcaster, I'm settling, it's a 3-2 look for the Indians. Corner pass to Clement, wide open, three ball, back of the rim, no good. Scribner pulls down the board. Nearly lost it, but is able to kick it back out to Clement. Another long three. Back of the rim does not go. Rebound, Martin. Martin drives. His layup goes off the front of the rim. That one no good as well. Outlet pass finally as North Hills pulls down the rebound. It is Albright with the ball. Albright coming top of the key. Guarded by Patton. He lost it on the crossover. Here comes Maddox. Clement. Clement drives. Crossover move. Layup. Up and in. Maddox Clement with a rare coast-to-coast move, giving Butler a 5-point lead. Game of runs right now as Marshallo has it. Attacks, floater, off glass, no good. Rebound ripped out of Clement's hands by Manning. Manning finds the cutting. Albright up and in. Bust the foul. Jordan Albright with 8 points here in the first quarter. That foul against Isaiah Scribner. Charlie Kreitbacher into the game for Scribs. 14 fouls against the Golden Tornado. Jake Suckert into the game for North Hills. Here comes the end one for Albright. He got it. 3-3 tonight from the line. Back to a 2-point game, 13-11. As I mentioned, there's a coach that can really go well against Matt Clement. My money's always on Buzz Gatos. I think he's a very good coach. Martin's got it now. Top of the key. Swings out right. Clement, open three. Got it. Maddox Clement with 5 points tonight. 16-11 the score and a turnover. Golden Tornado with it. It is Martin. drive, layup up and in. And just like that, Maxville 7-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Albright went quickly the other way, and he loses it out of bounds. The Golden Tornado will take over after back-to-back turnovers by the Indians. This is the danger of playing front and gun with the Golden Tornado. That's the style. They're comfortable playing. Morton triggers left to pass. That goes right back to Morton. 1:40 to go in the first, by the way. 7-point lead for the Golden Tornado. Skip past corner. 3-ball for Clement. He got it again. 3-2 defense is going to leave the corners open. Clement's exposing it. Back to a 10-point lead for the Golden Tornado. A 10-point lead for the first time tonight. Butler had it as high as 9. Swung left side wing to Albright. Albright stabs, step. Takes it back out to the center. Top of the key. We'll reset this off. Now he looks to drive. Attacks. Gets to the low block. Teardrop off the glass. Does not go. Rebound ripped down by Morton. Morton attacking the center. Goes in between the legs. Shuffle step. Now will attack. Flips it out to Montag in the corner. Another open three. This one off the front of the rim. No good. Patton with the board. Finding Charlie Kramer wide open underneath. And now the Golden Tornado opening up to a 12-point lead on a 10-0 run. It was 13-11, now 23-11, 50 seconds to go in the first. It is Stuckert. Stuckert going corner to Manny. Manny puts it on the deck, feeds it right back to Stuckert. Top of the key to Alex Smith. Smith swings it out wide to Marshallis. Marshallis will look to drive, and we get a reach foul against Mason Montag. It'll be the first foul against Montag, but the fifth foul against the Golden Tornado. Foul totals right now 5-1 in favor of Butler. Or against Butler, depends on how you look at it. Smith will inbound it to Marshallik. Marshallik, layup, no good. Rebound, the Golden Tornado. Morton, bring it up the floor. Top of the key, crossover move, attacks the lane, kicked out to Kramer. Kramer pumps the shot, feeds it over to Pat. Pat kicks it back out to Morton. And the Golden Tornado will play for the last shot with 22 seconds to go in the first. Butler leading 23-11, trying to add on here. North Hills would get the ball to begin second quarter action. Now inside the 10-second mark. Now it's 7, and Morton will go. High screen for Kramer. Long two on the way, front of the rim, no good. Montag trying for the tip that does not fall. And now we will go to the second quarter with the Golden Tornado leading by 12. It was a game of runs in the first quarter, but the Golden Tornado closing it out on a 10-0 run. We'll come back to second quarter action in Butler League 23-11 right here on WBUG, the Trip Live High School Sports Network.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. 724-283-2200 or visit dmkcg.com.
Stans Transmission, specializing in transmission maintenance and repair on any make and all models. Engine and differential rebuilding, inspections, emissions, towing, tire, and brake repairs. All transmission rebuilds are guaranteed at 24 months and 24,000 miles, or at 3 years and 100,000 miles. 62 years of experience. They honor all aftermarket warranties. Stans Transmission is open Monday through Saturday, located in North Versailles. Stans Transmission, we're with you every mile.
Golden Tornado in front, 23-11 after the first quarter of play. Tyler Frill with you on WBUG and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Four Golden Tornadoes registering points in the first. And they also closed it out on the 10-0 run. Now Butler coming out in a 1-3-1, and they get a steal at the top of it. It's Maddox Clement who drives hard the other way, draws the foul on the way up, and so Clement will go to the line to shoot a pair. Two of that fouls again. So it will only be the second foul against North Hills. It will be against Alex Smith. Clement to the line for the first time tonight, and he misses the first. It's a rarity for Clement. Look pretty good from the line. He hasn't been there all that often, but when he is, he normally hits. He also misses the second, but rebound is pulled down by Kramer. Kramer switches it back, or feeds it back out to Clement, who then goes to Martin, who then goes inside to Kramer. Kramer, though, lowering the shoulder into Brandon Danning, and he will be called for the offensive foul. 16 pounds on the Golden Tornado. So North Hills will be in the bonus the rest of the way in the first half. Alex Smith with it now. 1-3-1 still the defense of the Golden Tornado. Corner to Stucker. Finds the cutting Albright. Albright lost it on the way through. And it will go out of bounds. So another turnover for the Indians. Golden Tornado takes over. 7:25 to go. 23-11. Golden Tornado in front in the second quarter. Ethan Morton running the point on this possession. Triggers right to Montag. Flips it right back to Morton. Morton will drive. Layup. No good, but he draws the foul. That foul will be against Wyatt Mays, and Mays will pick up his first. It will be the third against the Indians. 7:13 to go here in the second. Morton to the line where he's one of one. He's got 10 points tonight. First one is good. The earlier free throw for Morton came after he was fouled after he made a layup, came down hard on the floor, and took a little while to get back up, but it looks like he's back up and running as he buries the second. The Golden Tornado remain on a run. They're up 25-11, 7 minutes to go in the second. Here's Marsalek, skip pass underneath, is tipped by Montag out of bounds. So the Golden Tornado will stay on defense. North Hills will inbound underneath. Actually, the North Hills went down in front of the Golden Tornado bench. They lob it deep to Albright, who then passes it off to Mays. Mays double-teamed on the baseline, goes to Marsalek, high post. Kicks out wide. Jake Stucker with a three. He is up and in. And that stops the Golden Tornado run. 11-point game, 25-14, Golden Tornado in front. Horn with the ball, picks up his dribble. Entry pass to Patton at the high post. Patton turns around, one dribble. Butter up and in. Boot Patton with 5 points tonight. 27-14, Butler in front. 6:34 to go in the second. Albright with an out, skip pass to Stuckert in the corner. Three ball on the way, halfway down, but does not go. Frank Bucker there for the rebound. Outlet pass to Morton. Morton trots it up the left side, working his way back to the middle. Gets a high screen from Frank Bucker on the roll, not there, so he outlets to Patton. Patton will drive, right-handed scoop layup by the natural lefty ball. And it's 29-14. Albright with it quickly the other way. Outlets right to Mays. Mays puts it right back into Albright's hands. Gets the corner to Stuckert. Stuckert is quick started by Montag. Rips it back up to Albright. Albright rips a three ball. It is up and in. Jordan Albright with 12. 29-17. Golden Tornado in front just inside 6 minutes of the second. Martin with it quickly the other way. Foul! Sends it in! The big man over top. 31-17. The Golden Tornado in front. A two-handed slam by Ethan Martin. Pass nearly deflected by the Golden Tornado, but Albright is able to recover. They swing it right back to Albright, and then flips it right back to Marsalek. Marsalek puts it on the deck, attack, and then kicked out wide to Stucker. Stucker pumps a three. He drives, goes high post to Mays. Mays will pump a shot, and a pass that is intended for Stucker is kicked out of bounds by Luke Patton. But my goodness, on the anniversary of Jerome Lane driving the lead at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse, Ethan Martin, while not shattering the backboard, was able to send a lightning bolt through this Butler Senior High gymnasium. North Hills inbound underneath. They go to a wide open Alex Smith in the corner. His three ball does not go. Pass. Draw the foul. They're going to say Logan Marsalek, who got up applauding. He thought Patton was going to be called for the foul, instead it was reversed. So Logan Marsalek will pick up his first, and it will be the fourth against the Indians. 5:15 to go in the second, 31-17. Butler in front. Morton running the point, right side wing. Long three does not go. Rebound pulled down by the Indians. It is Marsalek who outlets to Albright. They find Alex Smith transition. Smith fouled on play. Up by Charlie Frainbacher. So Alex Smith will go to the line to shoot two. So here comes Smith. Oh, scoreless tonight. and that will remain that after his first one hit on Fred. The Scribner checks back into this game for Charlie Krafacher. Second one from Smith goes as Alec Andrews checks into this game for the Golden Tornado. Junior was dealing with a bit of a foot injury, but seems to be getting back to health. He's a lot of time in the junior varsity squad. Mac Clement deciding that he's earned some time here tonight. Luke Patton with a reverse jumper that does not go. Rebound goes to North Hill. They find Marshallick in transition. Marshallick will kick it out wide to May. Swung along the perimeter to Albright. Albright goes underneath to Smith. Smith kicks it right back out to Albright. 4:25 to go. 31-18. Golden Tornado in front. May's pass intended for Albright goes out of bounds. So the Golden Tornado will again remain on defense. Panic Clement into this ball game for Luke Patton. So right now, the five out there includes Clement, Andrews, Mark Scribner, and Anthony Malloy, also in the ball game. Marshallick with it now, pumps the pass, and then goes to Brandon Manning. Manning will also pump the pass as the Golden Tornado set in the 3-2 deep. Wide base, top of the key. Entry pass to Albright, turnaround jumper, hits the back of the rim, no good, rebound fought for, tipped around, and pulled down by North Hill. Jordan Albright with it now as the Indians reset their offense. They trail by 13, 31-18 to score, 3:50 to go in the first half. Here's Manning with it. Pumps the pass and goes corner to Smith. Back up top to Manning. Swung along to Albright. Albright puts it on the deck. Pumps inside and then kicks out wide. But that pass is intercepted by Ethan Martin. Martin driving left side. And he is fouled on the way up. Martin will go to the line to shoot two. Albright charged with his second foul of the night. And the fifth foul against the Indians. Horton tonight, a perfect 3-3 from the line. Now 4-4 as he hits the first. 32-18, Butler in front. He's on tag. Luke Pat back into this ball game. Here comes the second from Ethan. That one does not go. The rebound goes to North Hills. So the score remains 32-18, 3:30 to go in the second. Marshallick pumps a pass as he gets to the elbow and kicks it back out to Albright. Butler now moving to the 1-3-1. So Albright floats the pass over to Marshallick. Marshallick puts it on the deck and then goes inside and finds an open Brandon Manning, who finds an easy layup, his first points of the night. 32-20 to score, 3:10 to go. Martin going to the corner. Spins around and finds a wide open Isaiah Scribner, who slams it home. Thirty-four to 20, the Golden Tornado in front. And a pair of dunks. Maddox Clement nearly strips it. Actually does strip it and takes it out of bounds. The North Hills keep the ball. 2:54 to go in the second, and the Indians are going to take a timeout. That'll be a full timeout for North Hills. They trail by 14. A 10-0 run to end the first quarter. Really the separation between these two teams, because they've been playing relatively even here so far in the second quarter. But a nice dunk by Ethan Martin over top of a North Hills defender, and a wide open dunk by Isaiah Scribner, who's just able to elevate. Doesn't need a running start at it. Really just sit underneath the basket and throw it up there with two hands. So quite impressive athleticism from the senior, Isaiah Scribner. Waiting the Golden Tornado, though, on Tuesday. It's the big rematch. Butler versus Pine Richland. Of course, the last time these two teams met up, Ethan Martin dropping 51 points in that effort. And, of course, you still have a whole lot of ballgame left here to play. But, you know, I'm sure there's many Butler Golden Tornado fans who are looking forward to Tuesday night. Of course, we'll have the coverage for you here on WVUT and the Triple I High School Sports Network. We've got a packed gymnasium tonight. Also expecting much the same on Tuesday. North Hills inbound after the timeout, the second taken by Buzz Gabos, and they will double Albright right off of that, and Albright somehow is able to basically bounce a pass to Brandon Manning, Danning finding and cutting. Marsalek, who misses the layup at the rack. Butler with the rebound, transition. Outlet pass to Maddox Clement. His three ball from the corner is no good. Long board goes to Wyatt Mays and the Indians. Here comes Albright. Jordan Albright splits two defenders, now working his way to the low block. His shot is swatted from behind by Isaiah Scribner, and the Golden Tornado come away with it. It's Ethan with it now. Left side wing underneath the Patton. Patton gets to the low block and flips it right back out to Morton. 2:15 to go in the second. Butler leading by 14. Morton tries to force a pass in there that was kicked off the leg of a North Hills defender, and so a violation against the Indians, and the Golden Tornado wave pound underneath. Morton will inbound. They find a cutting. Luke Patton finishes at the rim. 16-point lead now for the Golden Tornado. And Luke Patton with 8. 2:05 go. Butler in front. 1-3-1 defense from the Golden Tornado. Stuckert finds a cutting. Jordan Albright. Albright with a pump. And he will draw the foul. I believe they say they will shoot 2. And indeed they will. Ethan Morton called for the foul. His first. It will be the 8th against the Golden Tornado. Albright tonight, 3-3 from the line. The first one is up, rattles around, and falls. Jordan Albright with 13 points. Here, second, that one is good as well. 36-22, Golden Tornado in front. We're inside 2 minutes to go here in the second. Top of the key, Mark. Going to his left. Step back. Jumper from the elbow is short. Rebound pulled down by Albright. Albright blows the pass up quickly to Stuckert. Stuckert will drive. Layup is knocked away from behind by Montag. Rebound, Golden Tornado. Morton goes behind the back. Works his way to the middle. Crossover move. Kicks out wide to Montag. Three ball on the way and good. Mason Montag, first points of the night. 39-22, the Golden Tornado in front. Here comes Albright with it now, guarded tightly by Clement. Clement heavily guarding Albright. He's in trouble. Throws it away, and that pass is tipped out of bounds by Mason Montag. Had he had the speed of Bob Hayes, he may have been able to keep that in play. But nonetheless, the lengthy junior not able to retrieve it before it went out of bounds. So North Hills will get the ball back. They trail the Golden Tornado 39-22. Albright double-team, corner pass goes to Stuckert. Stuckert tried to flip it to Wyatt Mays, pass deflected, loose on the floor, but Albright is there to take it away. He goes right side wing to Smith, now corner to Stuckert. Wide open three, off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and pulled down by the Golden Tornado. It's Martin with some quick moves to get behind the defender. Now attacks the lane, scoop layup is up and in. That's a beautiful coast-to-coast move by Ethan to give the Golden Tornado a 41-22 lead. Albright with it now, gets beyond Maddox Clement, and then will settle it back. Now attack. Bounce pass underneath to Stuckert. Stuckert faces some long arms, kicks back out wide to Wyatt Mays, and Mays is able to bury a three. 41-25 the score. Horn with the ball now, 20 seconds to go. The Golden Tornado, again, you would imagine, will play for last shot. Horton's got it now with 10. Waiting for the defense to come up. Alex Smith will guard. He gets beyond him. Attacks. Kicks out wide to Patton. Patton fouled on the three. And so Luke Patton will shoot 3 free throws with 3.7 seconds to go. Smith called for the arm foul. It will be Smith's second and the 6th against the Indians. So Luke Patton with 8 points tonight. Trying to get his way into the double digits for the Golden Tornado. Now lead by 16, just adding on to this. Patton will make the first. Second one from Patton is good as well, so he finds his way to double digits. The Golden Tornado up their lead, 43-25. Marsalek will check into this game as the Golden Tornado clear the lane. So any rebounds will be an easy look for the Indians. Here comes the third for Patton. That one is no good. Rebound is Marsalek. Marsalek will feed it up, or try to feed it up to Albright, but it's tipped out of bounds by Morton. And so So now North Hills will inbound right at the half-court line with 1.1 seconds to go. Our Charlotte will try to get it into Albright, not there, lobs it in deep, and it will be taken away by Patton. And so with that, the Golden Tornado will go to halftime with an 18-point lead, 23. It's 43-25. We'll recap the first half next for you. Coming up next, right here on WPUG, the Trib Life High School Sports Network.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
Your complete door experience starts here with Slack Garage Door. Steel garage doors offer safety, durability, energy efficiency, and low maintenance. Slack Garage Door is a full-service garage door company providing garage door service and repair since 1951. Slack Garage Door offers a 5-year labor warranty and are good for residential, commercial, or industrial. Slack Garage Door is open Monday through Friday and on the web at slackgaragedoor.com.
43-25, Golden Tornado in front. Tyler Freo with you on WVUT and the Trib Life High School Sports Network. Taking a look at scoring. The Golden Tornado got out to a 9-0 lead to begin things. And then North Hills battled back to make it a 9-8 game. And the Golden Tornado got up 13-11 after a little back and forth to get to 13-11. Butler then went on a 10-0 run to close out the first quarter. 23-11 was the score. Butler didn't look back in the second quarter. They now lead 43-25. Looking at individual scoring, Jordan Albright, the leading scorer for North Hills. He's got 14 tonight, and he's also a perfect 4-4 from the free throw line. 3 points for Jake Steichert on the three. Wyatt Mays also hitting a three. 2 points for Logan Marshallick and Brandon Manning and Alex Smith. 1-2 from the line for 1 point. Meanwhile, for the Golden Tornado, the leading scorer, Ethan Morton. He's got 17 tonight. Morton did suffer an injury scare that brought concerns over this large Golden Tornado crowd early in the first quarter, about 2 minutes in. He was fouled hard after making a lap and took his time getting back up, much justified time to take getting back up. And it seemed to be favoring a lower back leg. I thought maybe his head had snapped and hit the floor. But obviously the trainer checked him out and he was good to go. And he was able to go off from there. He made the and one and never looked back. So he's got 17 total. Luke Pat with 11 tonight. Maddox Clement with 8. He had a pair of threes in the first quarter. 3 points for Mason Montag on a three. 2 points for Isaiah Scribner. And 2 points for Charlie Cranebucker. So the score, 43-25. The Butler Golden Tornado lead. The North Hills Indians halftime will continue right after this on WBUT, the Triple I High School Sports Network.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.